Bethel voters will head to the polls for another special vote on alcohol. The Bethel City Council recently set a date for the election, which could return the city to damp status. From Member Station KYUK in Bethel, Shane Iverson has more.
It will be the third time in less than 8 months that Bethel residents weigh in on alcohol sales. On May 4th, Bethel residents will have a chance to opt back into local option. If a majority vote yes, Bethel will return to damp and the sale of alcohol will again be prohibited. The city council unanimously approved the election at their last meeting, but several did so begrudgingly, like Councilmember Rick Robb.
I personally would have liked to see the opt-out work itself out for a while longer before we revote, but according to law, we don't have that choice. The fact that over 600 people signed the petition and 500 and some valid signatures, that is a lot of people for this town. That is a lot of voters.
If voters pass the ballot, it would reverse the outcome of the October election when 54% of Bethel voters revoked local option, throwing out more than three decades of sales prohibition. Immediately after that vote, community members began organizing this ballot petition. Under state law, a community can vote to become more restrictive of alcohol at almost any time. But to become less restrictive, a vote must wait 2 years. That means if the ballot is approved, local option opponents will be required to wait until 2012 for another election. Vice Mayor Eric Middlebrook says that is unfair.
There's something very basically undemocratic about this process in that if you happen to be on one side of this issue, you are allowed more access to this democratic process than if you happen to be sitting on the other side of this process. I think it's an unfair and unjust law.
Many are hopeful that even without the protection of local option, the community can prevent the sale of alcohol. A recent advisory vote shows overwhelming opposition to alcohol sales. The council has already protested four liquor license applications, but the ultimate say rests with the Alcohol Beverage Control Board. That board will review some of those applications at their February meeting. Reporting from Bethel, I'm Shane Iverson.